from the high desert and the great American Southwest, I bid you all good evening, or good morning, or happy new year, as the case may be. And indeed, this night, the case is very different, where New York and now the Midwest, including Chicago, have just celebrated the new year. Here, where I'm located, in Cactus Country, it's still a couple of hours away. In Hawaii and the Tahitian Islands, where we serve to the west, it's many hours away. Alaska as well, of course. And actually, that's an area we do serve. Out to the Hawaiian and Tahitian Island chains, in the west, eastward to the Caribbean. Good morning in St. Thomas, south into South America, north all the way to the pole. My, how we've spread our wings. What a year it has been. This is Coast to Coast AM. I'm Art Bell. Well, we'll cover a little news, and then we will return for a final night to taking your predictions for 1998. This is your last opportunity to get an officially recorded prediction, which will then be sealed in the Bell Family Vault until next year when we drag it out and embarrass you with it. Or credit you with it. And I've been getting some of them wrong. I've bonked some things I should not have bonked and dinged a few things I shouldn't have dinged. But we will run through some more of what we got last year in a moment. First, a little bit of news. Of course, in New York, 500,000. I would like to hear from somebody in New York. In Times Square, they rang in the new year with 20-mile-per-hour winds and temperatures tumbling into the teens and wind chills of 5 degrees below zero in Times Square. So I want an, well, I don't know about on-the-spot report. Hey, maybe there's somebody out there with a cellular telephone in Times Square still hanging on after a celebration a little more than an hour ago. Be really fun to get a, what if we could get a cellular call from Times Square in New York City? Now, that would be pretty cool. Let me try that. Everybody on the east of the Rockies line, hang up. The only person I want to call that east of the Rockies line right now should be somebody who either was just in or is presently in Times Square in New York City, so we can get an on-the-spot report about how it was, because that's the big one in the Big Apple. The east of the Rockies number is 1-800-825-5033. Keep dialing till you get through. And everybody else east of the Rockies, just hold off so I can get an on-the-spot report from Times Square, New York City. I think it'd be cool. They froze their butts off out there. Again, if that's where you are, 1-800-825-5033. In other news, I'm sure you've heard by now, the 39-year-old son of the late Senator Robert F. Kennedy is dead. He was skiing and apparently on a slope at Aspen ran into a tree, which does tend to either maim or kill you, and he is dead and the Kennedy curse continues. This family, no matter what you think of them, and of course any discussion of the Kennedys will evoke an awful lot of a controversy one way or the other. Whatever you think of them, they have been cursed with generations of tragedy. No question about it. So I'm sorry. In California, at the stroke of midnight, now this is really, really, really interesting. California has a new law which will outlaw any smoking in any bar, i.e. place that serves liquor and beer and spirits, will outlaw smoking. Now, any fool knows the drinking bone is connected to the smoking bone, right? So this means that at the very moment that that Californians will be celebrating the new year, it will become not legal to be smoking the cigarette you're probably smoking. Can you imagine what that's going to be like? And I guess we're going to find out whether bars will suffer in California or pick up in business. I think suffer, and suffer indeed tragically. And it would be interesting to hear from some barkeeps and see how they feel about it. Ostensibly, you know, they're saying, well, it's for the health of the barkeep and the gals who run the drinks and all the rest of it. And I suppose there is something to that, but I still think the smoking bone is absolutely connected to the drinking bone, and I think it's a big mistake, and they're going to lose a lot of business, but who am I? I'm somebody who lives here in Nevada on purpose, not California. It's the last bastion of the smoker in a lot of ways, you know, and I don't know, crazy. I understand that last night, Sam Donaldson, on Nightline, making, you know, the Nightline also does an annual prediction show, and they've been doing that for several years. I've been doing it for about 12 now. After the usual politics, stock market, Super Bowl, Academy Award type predictions, Sam actually said that he thinks that this coming year will be the year that we make contact with an alien race, that some sort of signal would be received, if, you know, maybe by an array in New Mexico, as in the movie Contact or whatever. Do you think he was serious? Or, one might even ask, do you think Sam knows something that we don't? Another earthquake, 4.8 this afternoon, with 7 aftershocks at Mammoth Lakes. Mammoth Lake area, and they are just swarming with earthquakes, and something big may be getting ready to happen there. Now, many of you will have missed the last hour of the program last night. I tentatively said, because I got a couple of faxes saying, hey, Art, the hospitals in Southern California, Los Angeles, San Diego, Tijuana, are filling up beyond capacity with people ill with flu-like symptoms. And I got a couple of faxes like that. And I had not seen anything in the media about it. And so I just sort of tentatively, carefully asked, because I didn't want to panic anybody, is anybody hearing about anything going on with regard to something that appears to be like the flu and is inundating people in Southern California, the hospitals? And the phone never stopped ringing. I've got email coming out my ears, faxes all over the place. NBC's site said the following. Health officials say Southland emergency rooms are overcrowded with patients suffering from the flu. Now, be careful with that. In fact, put that in quotes, the flu. According to the director of county emergency medical services, many area hospitals have requested, listen to this, folks, that no more ambulance transports be received because all the hospitals are full. NBC4 reported that many hospitals are referring, again, I put quotes around this, they didn't, flu patients to other facilities so they can deal with more critical cases. Now, is it the flu? Well, here's another story, this one from the Sacramento Bee, suggesting flu symptoms proliferating, emergency rooms inundated. That is the headline. Now, again, I ask, is it the flu? Well, here's another story, this time from North County Times. That would be Southern California, North County, San Diego. An infectious disease is filling doctors' offices around North County, but it's not the flu. Congesting lungs and waiting rooms alike, respiratory virus, or RSV, they are calling it, is keeping clinics packed this winter, but without a catchy name, it's unfamiliar to most who have it. People tend to call it the flu, said Dr. Stephen Carson. But it's not. It's RSV that's hitting people hard. Now, people don't recognize it. Even I don't recognize it. And I don't know what to think. In every story you read, you get something new. I've got so much on it here. Hello, Art. In reference to last night about the flu, I'm a courier for a major pharmacy that is all over the West. And the major complaint of the pharmacists is that there is a great shortage of flu medicines. And they're either having to deny or have prescriptions to flu victims. Imagine that. So it goes on and on. I've got literally hundreds and hundreds of faxes about the flu. And I'm going to tell you what I think. I think that they don't know what it is. That's what I think. I think it's real. I think the media, the major media, for to a large degree, has been not covering this rather important story because they, well, I don't know. You tell me, why are they not? I mean, there is some coverage, obviously. I just read you several newspaper stories. But in terms of large national coverage, when you have emergency rooms completely packed, hospitals with full beds, and people getting extremely sick, and I might add, in cases where it goes to pneumonia or infections of some sort, the Cillins, the various Cillins, are not touching it. So this is a very serious story. Now, there are a lot of people out there, like my wife, with respiratory illness. She has asthma. Who, if she should come into contact with somebody who's got this, whatever in the hell it is, and somebody predict this is going to be the year it was Sean David Morton who said we're going to be saying, what the hell's going on? Well, it already has begun, and 1998 has not yet arrived in my time zone. What the hell's going on? So if you're in another part of the country, feel fortunate. Because here in the southern part of the Southwest, as far east as El Paso and to the Pacific Ocean, people are very, very sick. All right, we are going. I'm going to roll through some more predictions made last year, and then we are going to begin taking new predictions. Don't forget, I want to hear from somebody out there in Times Square right now. I'm holding my East of the Rockies line open for somebody who was either in Times Square at that magic moment or still lingers fighting below zero wind chills. Only true maniacal people would do that. All right, now, continuing to review some of what you all did last year. Prediction number 73 was that I would attain 375 affiliates by the end of the year. Ding, 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 ding. We have more than that. We're crawling right up on 400. Prediction number 74 that... Oh, check this out. Everybody lives together in harmony. Bonk. As a matter of fact, anybody catch that very slow-speed chase of the alleged murderer earlier in the day on Highway 99? And boy, that was something. And prediction number 75, a useless product will be made. A useless product will be made. Well, ding, 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 ding. There are probably many of those. It's a very general prediction. Number 76, that more information would be forthcoming on UFOs. Ding, 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 ding. Certainly, alone, the Phoenix incident would qualify for that. Number 77, Art encounters aliens. Bonk, I have not yet met with an alien. Number 78, the Catholic Church is rocked by controversy. Well, ding, 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 but you could do that every year. They've been rocked year after year. Number 79, NASA returns to the moon. Bonk. There was, in fact, a mission to the moon, but it was a military-inspired mission, and, of course, there were no men. Number 80, there would be a divine healing for Ramona. And I'm going to tentatively give that a ding, 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 because that's my wife, who I mentioned a little while ago has asthma. and has suffered with asthma, and actually she's not had an attack in about 6 months. It's not gone altogether, mind you, but it seems rather divine. Number 81, that there would be a false messiah forthcoming in the year 1997. Well, as far as I know, that did not happen, and I'm sure that'll get me faxes saying, oh, yes, it did. You the one. There would be a collision of airplanes in the Midwest, and as far as I know, that's a bonk. I'm not exactly sure. There were a lot of air crashes, so I'm not sure what to say there. So we will review more of those, but I know, oh, I know you want to get your prediction in, and so it will be here shortly. You'll be able to get your prediction in. We're going to do them all night long and see exactly what it is you think will occur in the year 1998. Now, what are the rules for predictions? A, that you only make one. One prediction only. Number two, it must be made here on the air. I will accept no predictions, I repeat, no predictions by fax or email or anything else. That's absolutely off limits. Only ones made here on the air qualify. I will assign them a number. I will then seal the list and bring it out and embarrass you with it or credit you with it next year. So those are the rules. We don't screen calls. You can actually call up and talk about any darn thing you want. You don't have to make a prediction. I am simply offering you the opportunity to be so immortalized. Yesterday we were talking about anti-gravity. Somebody called up and said that they thought anti-gravity would become a reality. And somebody, Ron from Birmingham, Alabama, sent me a fax simply saying, Art, here's another use for the anti-gravity device. And then in bold print, it says, trash disposal. Now, let us think about this a little bit. Trash disposal. He goes on with anti-gravity. What goes up needn't necessarily come down. And he's got a pretty good point there. So you simply put this little device on a trash can or even an entire landfill of trash, turn it on, and the whole pile would simply drift up and on out into space, maybe even into the sun, where it would be burned up and provide heat and light. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
With Art Bell from east of the Rockies, dial 1-800-825-5033. That's 1-800-825-5033. Now, here again is Art Bell.
Once again, here I am. Good morning, and a good new year to you. If you're in a time zone where it's already happened, the new year is racing across this great nation of ours, and it'll be connecting with the mountain states in about 25 minutes. Eastward, it's already a fact. Well, all right, here we go. Open lines, predictions, whatever you want to talk about. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning. Where are you, please?
I'm stuck in gridlock in just by Times Square.
So I've got my Times Square call.
Yep.
You were there at midnight.
Yeah.
Now, the news we're getting on the wire services says the wind chill there was about 5 below 0.
I just heard that. I don't know if that's true. I know it was cold. I'm from Michigan.
Well, so then you hardly even notice that kind of thing, I suppose, huh?
What? Oh, no. I noticed.
Well, what was the crowd? What? Tell me, what was the crowd like there?
They were pretty energized. I mean, it wasn't really bothering people too much. Everybody was partying.
Well, at that kind of temperature, though, it's hard to even know whether you'd feel what you're partying with, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Anyway, it had to be the most exciting place to be on the planet. I saw celebrations in Tokyo and Paris and around the world, but New York looked like the winner.
I don't know. I think Tokyo might have been better.
I don't know. They showed the best part of it on TV.
What was it like?
It got kind of short. Not as cool as New York, I thought.
Yeah, it's probably just the media, huh?
Yeah, it's the media. Anyway, New York, very exciting. 500,000 people, they say, were there with you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, 500,000.
Wow, that was, I know it was quite a crowd.
Quite a crowd, yeah. Bigger than a lot of cities in America. All right, my friend, thank you very much. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Take care. I should have asked him if he wanted to make a prediction. All right, well, then I've had my Times Square call. That's what I wanted. And so now I will free up the East of the Rockies line for all those craving to make a prediction. And that line again is 1-800-825-5033. On the first time caller line, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi.
Hi there. Where are you?
I'm in Tulsa, listening to you on KAKC.
KAKC in Tulsa. Well, welcome.
Thank you. I'd like to make a prediction.
It will be number 57.
57, okay. Next year, scientists will figure out that the chicken flu virus in Hong Kong was biologically engineered by the Chinese to see if it could be done, and to test it to see how well it worked.
Ooh. Do you think it'll show up here?
I don't know. I hope not.
Boy, I hope not, too, because the fatality is, from what I can see, probably around 30 or 40%.
Yeah.
That's a lot of us.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
Pretty bad. Did you hear the reporting I did on what's going on in Southern California?
Yes, I did.
Across the Southwest?
Uh-huh.
That's really freaky.
And I wonder if that's related to the tremors y'all are having, because sometimes the dust gets kicked up out of the fissures.
Yeah.
And it causes a flu-like symptom.
Well,
called it Valley Fever.
Valley Fever, yeah, I remember that. All right, well, listen, thank you very much for the call. I don't know. I just know that authorities seem very mixed up right now. And in one newspaper, you'll read they think it's flu. Another will say flu-like symptoms. Others calling it some other kind of virus. But whatever it is, it's absolutely inundating emergency rooms and hospitals all across the southern tier of the Southwest, all the way out to El Paso, and it is being tremendously underreported. So, you know, we spent the last hour of the program last night on that, kind of shocking. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going.
Art Bell, how are you doing?
Just fine.
Great. Well, I'd like to make a prediction.
All right. Where are you?
I'm in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
All right. Good old friend of mine's down there and does weather.
It's a wonderful place down here, but I'll have to preface my prediction with my surroundings. I'm currently locked up in the basement of my home.
You're locked up?
Yes.
You're actually held prisoner?
No, I'm not held prisoner. I've done this by my will.
Your own will. In other words, you have locked yourself down there for some reason of either somebody else's safety or yours.
It's for my own safety. And, well,
because if you were not locked down there, what would you do?
Well, it's for my safety and for the safety of the country. That's why I'm trying to get the word out.
Are you
I'm very nervous.
I don't understand what's... Try and explain what's wrong. I mean, are you getting ready to go postal or what?
Well, I'm worried about the seismic activity down south, which is a very strange thing. You know, we're not used to having seismic activity down here, but I'm very nervous about it.
Well, if you're worried about seismic activity, then the wrong place to be would be the basement, because if you had a sudden earthquake,
right,
the house would fall on you. And
it's like it's a bathroom in my basement, so the plumbing here, I'm in the shower now. I have a portable phone. It sustains me, but I don't like to go out.
Well,
I
can tell your phone's breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, my prediction,
probably,
though, I'd like to get it out.
Activity. All right, what is your prediction? It'll be number 58.
There's a lot of chemical testing that's going down here, and there's some, the cows in the pastures, they've been receiving this chemical, and so it's really messing with the environment here, and so the increased seepage into the ground is loosening up the tectonics, and it's making for a very obviously
scary situation for you. I'm sorry to hear about that. Locked himself in his basement. I don't think that's a really good idea. If you're actually worried about an earthquake, while a bathroom might be an okay place to be, I wouldn't lock yourself up at all. So anyway, good luck to you. I don't know what to say. On my international line, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hi, Art Bell.
Hello. Where are you?
No, I'm on Art Bell. Hi, can I just put a tape in the tape deck so I can hi, my prediction is...
Hold it. Slow up. Where are you?
I'm in Nanaimo, British Columbia, sir.
Okay.
You been here?
Yeah.
Cool. No, I've called you before. I gave the idea for the Men in Black line, remember?
Oh, was that you?
Yeah.
What a tremendous success that was, and I will do it again.
Okay. Hi, Arvel. I'm just so happy to see you. My prediction is...
Yes?
I believe that China... Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, I believe that China
I
will...
I mean, I have to keep saying yeah so you know I'm here, right? China will...
I believe that the People's Republic of China will take a more... They will bow down to public pressure for a more democratic system of government. As you see, you know, like, I consulted the I Ching, so I kind of cheated there. But, anyway, it's my belief as well that I believe that the government of China will bow down to more a democratic... I'm not saying there will be necessarily a democracy as we know it in Canada and the States, but I believe that it will start to go more that way as well as...
You know what I think the chances of that are?
Like a snowball in hell, as Dr. Laura would say.
Does she say that?
She said that.
Pretty racy for Dr. Laura. Yeah,
doesn't she get kind of rude sometimes, but I like her. Met her?
No, she's, as a matter of, let's see, have I met her? No, I have not ever met her.
I want to meet her. She is so funny. Except she looks like a space alien.
She does. You know, don't do her any other favors here. She looks like a space alien. All right, well, thank you. No, there is no chance. What's going to have to happen? I was in communist China, and I can tell you a lot about it. I can tell you that economically they are changing, and that one day they will change politically. But anybody who thinks the present regime is going to bow down to public pressure... or any pressure at all, and particularly pressure from the West, is out of their tree. But I have faithfully, nevertheless, recorded your prediction as number 58. It's a scary place up there. Believe me, it's a very scary place. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, this is Robert in Everett.
Hello, Robert.
How you doing?
Fine. Have you a prediction?
No, I want to go back on a prediction and see if I got it right. Okay.
Well, what do you mean?
I think Charlie...
Call the wild card lines. Area 702-727-1295. That what?
That Charlie demanded a raise and Ramona fired him. Is that true or false?
Charlie demanded a raise and Ramona fired him. False. Totally bonk. Absolute bonk.
I want to hear number 10's prediction.
Number 10?
Yeah.
A what?
She'll call in.
Are you talking about this year or for next year or this? What? Which year?
1998.
Number 10, huh?
Or as Mr. Ghostwood would say, 2003.
Yeah, okay. Number 10 is wild weather in Canada and the USA.
Okay, my prediction is Green Bay will win and you'll get your autograph.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Green Bay will win and I will get my autograph. I do. I'm a big Packers fan, and I've got a Packers helmet, and I, in the very worst way, want Brett Favre to sign it. And I may, you never know, I may get there, and I may not. It's going to be a long interest. I'm telling you, it is my prediction. This is my own prediction, personal one, all right? That 1998 is going to be one of the most tumultuous years in recorded history. Now, how's that for a prediction? I finally decided what kind of prediction I would make, and it's going to be in nearly every area. Mark my words. This is going to be one of the wildest years that we have ever lived. We'll get back to it all in a moment.
Happy New Year's, Art.
And to you, too. Where are you?
I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
Kansas. Let's see. It's the new year, almost. No, it is.
47.
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw it on TV. Pretty good, the ball coming down.
Yeah.
Well, does everybody get to see that in every time zone? Did they just show it over? Did they put it back up? Or
generally, the ball dropping in New York is the biggie, and it gets seen when it occurs live, and then each hour thereafter. Even on the West Coast, where other things occur, they still show the ball dropping in New York. I mean, that's the big one.
Okay. I didn't know if they rose it back up or...
Oh, you mean they keep dropping it for different times? No, I don't... Well, you know, I don't know, but I don't think so.
Well, let me see. I got a prediction.
All right.
The way things are going, I should predict the year of the virus, but... I think there's going to be another UFO cult.
Another UFO what?
Cult. In April that...
As a matter of fact, there already is one.
Really?
And I haven't read the story on it, but this cult is assuring authorities that they don't intend to go join as those in Rancho Santa Fe did some UFO that they think might be out there. So there are UFO cults, and I forget where this one is. It might be down in Texas or something, but... But that's a good prediction. UFO cult.
Okay. Maybe I should make a different one.
All right. Take care. Thank you very much for the call. West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, Art.
Hey, yes.
I called. I'm in California.
Okay.
I called the hospitals after you said that I thought what was a ridiculous comment about people being sick here. Because
yes.
I live here, right?
Yes.
The receptionist said, "Are you ill?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Everybody here is the emergency room. It's all, you're absolutely right."
I know I am. I approached, you know, I was so scared.
Where did you hear that?
Well, from all of you out there. I heard it from my listeners, and I finally got enough faxes on the subject that even though I knew it was kind of scary and dangerous ground to tread on because you don't want to panic people,
I wanted to
find out what the truth was. And so I opened the lines last night in the last hour of the program, and we were inundated. I've got hundreds and thousands of responses, and now the rest of the media is beginning to pick up on it.
It's something, and you're doing a great job. Keep the lines open.
All right. I appreciate the call. Thank you. It is a matter for great concern. There's no question about it. There are a lot of people sick in the southern portion of the southwest U.S., I mean a lot of people sick. Do they know what it is? Well, it depends on the article you read. In some articles, they're saying it's type A flu. In other articles, they're saying it is not flu at all. In most articles, they are simply being cautious and talking about flu-like symptoms. But whatever it is, it's real. And it definitely is clogging hospitals and emergency rooms for, I don't know, what would you say, a couple of thousand miles across the southern U.S. southwest? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi. I'm calling from Golden, up above in the mountains above Golden and...
Golden, Colorado.
Right, Quijaux country.
Oh, yes.
And I believe, I hope I'm wrong, that I heard on the news Monday night that... They are moving the survivors of what they believe to be anthrax in Africa to Colorado.
What?
I
now, you certainly are correct. The latest word on the illness in Africa that appeared at first to be Ebola-related because it was a hemorrhagic type fever is now thought to be anthrax. That is correct. And you're telling me... That they're talking about moving them to Colorado?
I'm almost sure that's what I heard. It was so short.
They would have to be out of their minds.
I know. And that's why my prediction is the year of the virus.
Oh, gee, why don't... Oh, you're taking the last guy's prediction, huh? The year of the... It's a good one, too.
Well, he said that...
Well, hey, you know, while we're at it, why don't we import some chickens from Hong Kong before they kill them all?
Hey, good idea.
Oh.
But could someone... You know, in this area, who heard that call and, you know, let you know if they heard that, too, because I'm almost positive. That's
yeah, well, we're going to classify it as a rumor until we get more confirmation, okay?
Okay, great.
All right. Why would they do that? Why would they bring people diagnosed with anthrax? And they're not even really certain of that. To Colorado. Yeah, sure, let's get some of the chickens. They've now slaughtered about 750,000 chickens in Hong Kong. That's a lot. They're about halfway there. That's quite a bloodbath. And maybe it won't stop this anyhow. Species-jumping viruses. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi. Hello there. Oh, turn your radio off, sir.
Okay.
Very important. You got to do that right away. Otherwise, you'll sound confused to the audience because you'll be hearing yourself, you know, six or seven career-saving seconds later. Yes, you're on the air, sir.
Oh, wow.
Where are you?
I'm from South Carolina.
South Carolina?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's the second time I've ever heard your show. It's the first time calling.
Where in South Carolina are you?
Clinton.
All right, I was in Charleston, Ongo, and it's a beautiful place.
I didn't think I was going to get through.
Well, look at it this way. Somebody has to.
Yeah.
And that's why people play the lottery.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's on your mind? Do you have a prediction for
that? Yeah, I do.
All right.
I predict that there's going to be a big push for vaccines for a lot of these immune deficiency diseases that's out there now.
Right.
And I believe that the vaccines that they will give out will be tainted.
Great.
And the reason I believe that is for population control and for the coming world government.
Really?
I believe people will be tricked into taking these vaccines thinking that they're going to be vaccinated against these diseases when, in fact, it's going to knock their immune systems down.
Well, I think that immune systems are already severely weakened, and I think that if we want to avoid sickness, we would strengthen our immune systems rather than trying to concoct new vaccines
that would
prevent our immune systems from having to deal with things that build it up.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, but you're probably right. They will continue to make vaccines. Why? Well, they get to charge you a lot of money when they make vaccines. Doctors get office visits. There's a lot of money there. I have always been highly suspicious of the cold and flu season anyway. Have you noticed? Now, I'm making no formal allegation here. But have you noticed that on TV, they're advertising cold and flu medicine before there's really been an outbreak, but inevitably just before there has been an outbreak? Now, I don't know about the New World Order and all the rest of it, but I am somewhat suspicious of the timing of the advertising, because national advertising on TV for cold and flu medicine, oh, that costs a lot of money. So how do they know when we're going to start getting sick? In some of my darker moments, I've had visions of cold remedy, flu remedy vice presidents, corporate types, lurking late at night near reservoirs with little vials of... But of course, that couldn't be true. But I have had dreams of that sort. Generally, corporate types, suit and tie, briefcase, probably done around the new moon. Pretty conspiratorial. Do I really believe that? Probably not. Could it be true? Haven't you ever wondered about all that advertising, cold and flu remedies left and right, and they're all advertised just before the outbreak occurs? As a matter of fact, CNN even has sort of a little pre-warning, areas where the flu is going to come, and then the larger warning, areas where you'll get the flu, and so forth and so on. Frankly, I'm a little suspicious. This is Coast to Coast AM.